好，弟兄姊妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers, sisters, and friends.
好，感谢主把我们带到这里，能够一起来敬拜他。我们今天接着回到我们马可福音，我们今天讲第四章，就是我们刚才读的信息。
Today we will go back to the book of Mark and continue to listen.
我们下面一起祷告。
Let us pray. Let us.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，带领你的儿女又来你们殿中来敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and grace, bringing your children here, to worship you.
我们真的知道这是你给你儿女的特权，主让我们能够敬拜你。
We know this is a privilege to give to your children so that we can worship you.
主，你就赐每个今天在座的一颗敬畏主耶稣基督的心。
Lord, we ask you to bless everyone's humble heart so that we can worship you.
拿走我们心中一切的残累，主，让我们定睛仰望你。
And take away everything that hinders us from listening to your words so that we can have a pure heart to listen to your words.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄朋友们，那么如果你是在农村长大的人呢，一定会知道，那么作为农民一年最盼望的，那么就是来年有个好收成。
Brothers, sisters, if you grow up in the countryside, you probably know that the farmers always hope is the good harvest in the fall.
那么好收成，要得来好收成，那么并不是那么容易。
It's not easy work.
那么我是在农村长大的，我也跟我的父亲经常在地里面去种小麦、种土豆、种这些各样的庄稼。
I grew up in the countryside. I often do the farm work with my father.
但是我们如果在农村的弟兄姊妹朋友们知道，但如果您是在城市长大的，可能不是特别的明白。
But if you grow up in the city, you might not understand all the work and labor needs for a farmer.
那么每年开春的时候呢，那么你不是说人们出拿上种子出去就扔到地里面就能长出来。
When the spring comes, it's not as that easily you just throw the seed in the soil and it just automatically grow up.
那么要想能够第二年有好收成，那么农民首先要开春以后就要来首先护理他要种播种的这些土地。
Another to have a good harvest in the coming year, you have to prepare the soil in the spring.
那他的顺序往往是先开春以后就是平地，来把地弄得平平的。
And the first is you prepare the soil to make it easier to grow.
当然，这个之前呢，也要把第二年的庄稼，你会在地里面有根，那么也会把它们都清理掉。
And also you need to take out all the roots that are still left in the soil.
那么除此之外呢，把地布置好，你还得去浇水，也得施肥。
And after you prepare the soil, you water the soil, and you also need to fertilize them.
当然，你还要选好的种子。
And you have to choose the good seed.
庄稼长起来，你也不是不管了。
And when the crops start growing, you still need more work.
你还得去里面除草，也继续浇水，也继续来就是打喷洒各种农药。
And you need to take the weeds away, and you need to water the plant, and you also need to fertilize the soil, you need to do some pest control fertilizer.
就是说，你把这所有的都做好了，第二年也不一定一定有好收成。
Even though you have done all this, it's hard to say that you will have a good harvest next year.
因为有的年呢，有雨水多，有的雨水长，而庄稼呢，雨多了也不行，雨少了也不行。
Because sometimes there's rain, there's too much rain, or there's drought that either too much water or too less water, the crops will not grow properly.
所以其实有一部分，其实种庄稼是在人的手里，人需要辛勤的去耕作。其实好大一部分，其实在依靠真的是神。
part of the, only the small part of the things that controlled in our heart, in our hand, but most of them probably depend on the weather.
那我们今天讲到的信息是有关一个撒种的比喻。
Today we will have a sermon on the sowing of the seed.
那么撒种的比喻呢，在三本前三本福音书里呢都有记载。
And this sowing the parable exists in the three gospel books.
那么它分别记录在马太福音十三章到十三节。
And it is recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
马可福音的今天最新信息第四章一到二十节。
And Mark chapter 4.
那么还有路加福音的第八章第四到第十五节。
And also in the book of Luke chapter 8.
那么这个比喻的这段信息呢，它主要谈到四件事情。
And this parable tells us mainly four things.
那么就是播种的人、相同的种子、不同的土壤，还有最后的收成。
And the sower, and the seed, and the harvest.
那我们知道，主耶稣在他的教训中用过很多的比喻。
We know that Jesus Christ, during his teaching time, he used many parables.
比如他在圣经中讲到浪子的比喻。
For example, he has given us a parable of a prodigal son.
我们也很熟悉他的关于婚宴的比喻。
And also a feast of the wedding feast parable.
我们也知道十个童女的比喻。
And also ten virgins parable.
我们也知道恶仆人的比喻。
And there's also a evil servant parable.
我们也知道财主和拉撒路的比喻。
And also a parable about Lazarus and the rich man.
等等这些所有的主耶稣讲的比喻中。
And all these parables.
那么在只有在撒种的比喻中，他不但讲了比喻，而且也解释了这个比喻。
Only in the parable of the sowing that he not only tells this parable, he also explained what this parable about.
也只有在这一个撒种的比喻中
，Only in this sowing parable，
在他讲之前呢，他特别的提醒这些听众要非常非常的注意听。
Before he gave this parable, he reminded his audience to take a heart of and listen to this parable.
可是这个比喻的重要性非常明白。
And it tells us how important this parable is.
也是因为这个比喻是关乎罪人的重生得救，还有他生命的改变的真理。
And also, this parable is about a sinner's regeneration and how he can be saved.
二是呢，他给了我们，还有当时这些跟随他的人一些理解他所讲的这些比喻的方法。
And also, he gave us his followers at that time some ways how to understand this parable.
因为主耶稣暗示说，如果你们不明白这个比喻，那么别的比喻你们也不会明白。
Because Jesus told them, if you do not understand this parable, and you will not understand the other ones.
那么通过今天的信息呢，我们一起明白这样一个真理。
And through today's message, we should understand this truth.
也就是神的道呢，必在重生的罪人身上结实。
And God's word, will bear fruit. Regenerated sinners.
那么按照这段信息的这个结构呢，我们把它可以分为三个部分。
And we can divide this into three parts.
那么第一部分就是第一节到第九节，那就是撒种的比喻。
And the first is from verse 1 to 9. It is a parable of the sower.
那么第二部分就是第十节到第十二节，就是说主耶稣用比喻的目的，他讲到。
And the second is verse 10 to 12, the purpose of his parable.
那最后一部分就是他对前面这个比喻的解释。
And the last part is the interpretation of his parable.
啊，对我们来说呢，最重要的，我们今天应该至少明白这么三点。
And to us, we are easy to understand this viewpoint.
我们要明白这个比喻中的种子，它是代表神的道。
We need to understand that in this parable, the seed represents God's word.
这个土壤代表罪人的心。
And the soil represents sinner's heart.
这个收成呢，是代表重生得救之后的罪人的生命的显彰。
And the harvest is a manifestation of the life of a regenerated sinner.
让我们一起来看这个比喻先。
Let us take a closer look.
第一节到第九节。
And from verse 1 to 9.
我们先看第二节。耶稣又在海边教授人，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船去坐下。船在海里，众人都靠近海的地方站在岸上。耶稣就用比喻教训他们许多道理，在教训之节对他们说。
Okay. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and set out to the lake. While all the people were along the shore at the water's edge, he taught them many things by parable. And in his teaching, he said.
那么这里就是首先提供我们一个主耶稣基督讲这个比喻时候的背景或者环境。
Here it is as the background where Jesus gave this parable.
他是在海边，因为很多的人，所以这些人在岸上，而主耶稣呢自己独自在海里面，坐在一条船上。
And it happened by the lake, and there is a large crowd there, and Jesus has to sit in the boat in the lake.
那么这里第三节到第八节，我们看。
And from verse 3 to 8.
你们听啊，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了；有落在土且石头地上的，土且不深，发苗最快。日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了；有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了，就不结实；又有落在好土里的，又就发生长大，结实有30倍的，有60倍的，有100倍的。
Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Others' seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so that they did not bear grain. Still, other seed fell on the good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, multiplying 30, 60, or even 100 times.
那么这里第三节他说，你们听啊，有一个撒种的出去播种。
And he was said, listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed.
那么这里听呢，在希腊文圣经中，它是用了两个词来表达。
And in the original Greek language, the listen used as two Greek words.
那它意思英文就是 listen 和 behold。
In English translation is 听啊，注意的听。
那么这是主耶稣基督在所有他的教训中唯一一次用这样把两个词放在一起使用，表示一个意思。
And this is the first time that Jesus used two words to give to his audience to pay attention but express the same meaning, listen.
那么他之所以这样使用，是为了强调他接下来所要教训的世界的重要性。
And the way he did this is because he wants to emphasize how important this parable is.
那么第四节到第八节呢，他就列出了四种不同的土壤和种子在不同的土壤中的生长情形。
And from verse 4 to verse 8, he gives the four different situations how the seed is sowed.
那第一种土壤这里说的话就是路面。
And the first is the place that along the path.
那么这些当中的种子呢，撒到路面上的话，那么没有生长出来，已经被鸟吃掉，吃光了。
before the seed even started grow, that the birds have taken them away.
那么第二种的土壤呢，是他在说是死土地。
And the second soil is the rocky places.
那么说呢，种子撒到死土地里面了，它是会开，是会生长，而且生长得很快。
And this kind of situation that the seed start growing very fast, in a very, very fast way.
但它说呢，因为土浅，但它不能扎根。
But because the soil is very shallow, so there is no root.
那么也糟糕的，如果扎不下根去，那么它就吸收不到从地里面来的这些水分跟养料。
Because the root cannot go deeper and have grabbed the nutrition from the soil, so it cannot grow properly.
那么太阳如果一出来一晒，它就自然就枯干了。
When the sun came up and the plant just got scorched.
那么第三种土壤在讲到的就是说，是有荆棘在里面。
And the third type of soil, there's thorns in them.Among them.
那么种子撒到这些有荆棘的地里面呢，也会生长。
Seeds on this kind of soil, they can grow.
但是它长的过程中呢，由于荆棘也在一起长，所以这些种子呢就被这些荆棘就挤住了。
During the rounds, they grow together with all those thorns, so the thorn choked them up.
它就不能健康的成熟，也就不能结实。
It cannot grow properly and it cannot bear grain.
这片地呢也就不会有收成。
And there is no harvest in this field.
那么第四种土壤，它在说是好土。
And the fourth type of the soil is the good soil.
那么种子撒到这些好土的地里面呢，它就会发生长大结实。
And the seeds fall on this type of soil, they can multiply and they can bear grains.
而且那么也就是会有非常好的收成。
And they will be a good harvest.
那么这里发生长大，那么它其实它的在这原文里面，它的表示的意思就是种子在这些好土里面是继续不断的成长，进而结出丰满的果实。
And here it describes how the plant grow, it came up and grow and produce. So that means these are all proper growing way.
那么第九节这里说，有耳可听的就应当听。
And verse 9, Jesus says, "Who has ears to hear, let him hear."
那么这里说，有耳可听的就要应当听。它与第三节我们刚才读到那个特别的地方是，你们要听啊，它是彼此呼应。
And verse 9, corresponding to verse 3, that Jesus told those who has ears need to pay attention to hear.
第三节里面那个说的你们，它是指向在场的，在岸边，在岸上的所有的人。
And verse 3 here, you, that means all the crowds along the lake.
但是这个第九节叫做有耳可听的就应当听，它是呢对一个特殊群体的呼召。
But in verse 9 here, Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, and he's talking to those that who are a special group.
其实他是在呼召，主耶稣在呼召他的门徒，因为神赐给了他们能听的耳朵。
He's calling to his disciples, those who are called by God and with the ability to hear.
那么从这个比喻中我们注意到，主耶稣呢，在这里强调的是四种不同的土壤。
And Jesus here is emphasized the four different types of soil.
那么看上去是三种坏的，一种好的。
And this is three kind of bad soil and one good kind of soil.
其实我们知道，因为先祖亚当犯罪，包括土地的整个世界都受到了咒诅。
As we all know that since Adam sinned, and we all are sinners, so all the soil should be bad soil.
我们知道神刚开始创造这个世界的时候，从这地里面生出各种蔬菜、水果什么的，也没有看见杂草，也没有说是神去种地去干什么。但是呢，在亚当犯罪之后，地呢就不下 像原来那样子了。
As we all notice in the Bible, in the beginning of God's creation, everything is perfect, and all the vegetations, they all grow good. But after the fall of Adam, then there's thorns and thistles in the soil, and all the plants are not growing properly.
那么创世纪第三章第十七节到第十八节前半部分，他说，神又对亚当说。你既听从妻子的话，吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子，地就要为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终生劳苦，才能从地里得吃的，地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 17. To Adam, he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil, you will eat of it. All the days of your life.And it will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field.
那么也就是说，亚当先是亚当犯罪之后呢，地上根本就再没有好土壤，都是坏土壤。
This tells us after the fall of Adam that there is no good soil in the world.
那么其实坏土壤不能自己变成好土壤。
And the bad soil cannot turn to good soil itself.
那么即使有好土壤，那其实种子能在里面生长结实。
The good soil is the soil that the seed can grow and the fruit.
那是因为那位播种的那一位，在他撒种的那一位，在他上面做了工作。
It is because the sower that made the soil good, so the plants can grow.
是那位撒种的使坏土壤变成了好土壤。
It is the sower make the bad soil turn to good soil.
那我们下面看第二部分，主耶稣用比喻的目的。
And the second point that why Jesus used the parable.
那这里是十到十二节。
And it is from verse 10 to 12.
无人的时候，跟随耶稣的人和十二个门徒问他这比喻的意思。耶稣对他们说：“神国的奥秘只教你们知道。”耶稣对外人讲：“从凡事就用比喻，叫他们看是看见，却不晓得；听是听见，却不明白。恐怕他们转过来，就得赦免。”
When he was alone, the 12 and others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those on outside, everything is said in parables, so that they may be ever seeing but never perceiving, and ever hearing but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven."
那么这里无人的时候，它是指当从各地涌来的那个大的人群那离散去的时候。
When Jesus said when he was alone, that means the big crowd already scattered and only him and his disciples are there.
所以借此设想，他的十二个使徒还有其他常常跟随他的人。
And all those 12 disciples and the followers that often followed him.
那么那些人，他们愿意做他的门徒的人，那么这就是刚才，这就是现在这种情形，就是那些愿意做他的门徒的人，他随时都跟在耶稣的身边。
And those who are willing to be Jesus' disciples and follow him along.
那么他们就是比喻中的那些好土。
And these are the good soil in the parable.
而那些外人，这里面讲的外人，其实就是比喻中的那些坏土。
And those outsiders of the crowd, here is the ones that is the bad soil.
但这些好土坏土，它是不是说一直就是好土就是好土，坏土就是？那我们刚才说的是好土，它是由坏土变来的。
And the good soil, the bad soil is not like the good soil in the beginning, or they never change.
那么神国的奥秘这里是指那些过去隐藏了或者是在旧约中预言的。
And the secret of the kingdom of God is those that not is hidden and not revealed in God's word.
现在被耶稣基督启示或者应验的那些事。
But now is already revealed by Jesus Christ.
那么这些启示和应验呢，正在透过主耶稣逐渐的显明出来。
And this is the truth that through Jesus Christ came to this world and start revealing to these people.
那么这是主耶稣基督自己亲自把福音带到这个世上。
It is Jesus Christ, He Himself bringing the gospel to this world.
那么在马可福音一章十五节，他说。主耶稣说：“日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。”
And in the book Mark chapter 1, verse 15, and Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news."
那么，对真正信靠独一真神的人
，To those who truly believe the only true God.
那么呢，主耶稣的到来和他所行的这些神迹奇事，其实就是神国到来和神国奥秘显明的明证。
And Jesus came, and the miracles he had performed, it is the manifestation of God's kingdom is already here.
那么大麻风被他洁净。
And those who have lepers are cleansed by Jesus.
那污鬼被他赶出去。
And those evil spirits are cast out by him.
那么瘫痪、枯干，还有其他各样的疾病，被他耶稣基督呢完全的来医治。
And those who are paralyzed or has risen, risen hands, those are all healed by Jesus Christ.
所有的这些事的发生，那么对外人讲，他总是觉得困惑、疑问，或者是谬解。
And all these things happen to the outsiders, they might feel confused or question about all the things that Jesus has done.
但是对那些真正的愿意诚心跟随耶稣基督的人
，But to those who are willing to follow Jesus Christ，
那么这些事就是神对他们的启示。
And all these miracles and healings is a revelation that Jesus Christ gave to them.
那么透过这些事呢，神才会让他们知道。
Through all these things, God will let them know.
耶稣就是基督。
Jesus is Christ.
就是他们素来盼望的弥赛亚。
This, he is the Messiah that they are longing for.
尽管这些人呢，他们也会因软弱而出现一些怀疑、一些困惑或者疑问。
Even though among those followers, they might one time they might feel weak in their faith and confused and doubt.
但他们对神的信心，他们终会胜过他们的软弱。
But their faith to God will make them overcome all these difficulties and weakness.
就像诗篇十三篇第一节到第一节、第二节和第五节到第六节是这样讲。
Just like it described in Psalm 13.
那么他这样讲，耶和华，你忘记我要到几时呢？要到永远吗？你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？我心里筹算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？我的仇敌升高压制我，要到几时呢？但我依靠你的慈爱，我的心因你的救恩快乐，我要向耶和华歌唱，因他用厚恩待我。
Psalm 13, verse 1. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts, and every day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord, for he has been good to me.
那么其实这些在我们每一个神的儿女，我们弟兄姊妹中间都有这样的情形发生。
And this things that often happens in God's children.
当我们生命中遇到一些困难或者各样的这些难的事情的时候
，When we encounter difficulties in our life，
我们祷告了几天，好像神也没答应。
We prayed for several days since God didn't answer us.
我们找各种办法解决也解决不了。
We try to find ways to solve the problem.
有些时候我们就会在问神，你是不是 忘我了，你是你到为什么什么时候才能解决这个问题呢？
Sometimes you ask God, God, do you forget all about me and willingly solve my problems?
但是呢，我们在思想我们信主的过程中，我们就会知道神他必然听考你的祷告。他之所以不在这个时候给我们来解决问题，那是因为他的时间没到，因为神的道高过我们人的道，那么他才知道什么时候是给我们解决问题的时候。
But when we truly understand and think about God's way in us, we will know that God's way is always higher than our ways, and He always answers, listens to our prayer and answers us. But it's not according to our time, but it's according to His time.
但是我们知道，我们这样的怀疑或者我们这样的心里面的，这是我们的软弱。但是不像那些不信神的人那样对神的作为的怀疑。那种的耻笑或者是误解。
Our weakness, our temporary faithlessness
is not like the unbelievers that they always doubting God's word and always mocking about God's word.
那么主耶稣所讲的比喻，就外人听了只能了解他的表面意思。
And all the parables that Jesus made to his people, outsiders.Only see from outside. And only listens, but will not understand the deep meaning of the parable.
他们甚至会认为这是愚拙人的表现。
And they might think this is some foolish thing.
就像哥林多前书二章十四节这样讲到。他说：“然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。”
Just like it is described in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, that the man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned.
当然，主的门徒他也会有偶尔对主的这些比喻也会有可能不完全理解的。
Even the disciples of the Lord, sometimes they might not totally understand the parable.
也不会知道它所代表更深刻的含义。
They might not fully understand the deep meaning of the parable.
但是他们不会听完就不管了。
But they will not just leave this without pursuing.
他们总会主动的去寻求主的帮助，问主这是什么意思。
And they will seek the Lord and ask what is the true meaning of the parable.
那么其实在当我们今天的信息，我们就看到这些门徒不明白这个比喻的意思，他们主动去问他的主耶稣基督，这到底是什么意思。
Today's solution that we know, those disciples they do not understand either, so they go after Jesus and ask him about the meaning.
这是神给他们一颗寻求的心。
This is a hard, seeking heart God gave to them.
那么这里我们也看到，当他们问这个比喻的深层意思的时候。
And here we know that when they ask the deep meaning of this parable,
主耶稣并没有直接的爆发了，而是这个比喻借给自己，并且他马上就解释。
Jesus did not tell them directly this verse or such like this or that.
他就是先告诉他们这个比喻，他是为什么使用这个比喻，也就是他为什么用比喻的目的。
And he's telling them the purpose he used the parable.
那么然后才给他们解释这个比喻。
Then he gave them the interpretation of the parable.
那么第十二节，那么他是从以赛亚书第六章第九节到第十节引用的。
And the verse 12 is taken from the book of Isaiah.
那么他的表面意思似乎主耶稣基督在说。
And from the appearance that seems Jesus is telling them,
他用比喻教训人的目的，因为他不想让这些外人明白拯救的福音。
The purpose of Jesus is parable to teach is because he does not want others to understand to be saved.
以免怕他们接受了就悔改，而他们的罪就得到赦免。
Lest they might turn and the sin will be forgiven.
就是我们也知道圣经的主耶稣说，他不愿一个人成龙，他愿万人悔改。
But we know that in the Bible tells us that Jesus does not want even one person lost, and he wants everyone to be saved.
他在这里，他不想，他其实是不想让外人明白。他在这里其实主耶稣呢，并不是故意不让他们明白接受福音。
It's not like Jesus deliberately trying to hide the gospel from those outsiders.
他在这里呢，是为了要见证那些人的新的导引。
He's actually giving testimony that as I understand, some people were hard-hearted, and they will not receive the teaching from him.
他们虽然看见主耶稣所行的一切。
Even though they see all the things that Jesus has done,
却不承认他是弥赛亚。
They will not admit he is Messiah.
甚至亵渎那是鬼在鬼王在他身上的作为。
They even lashing that the work Jesus has done is because he is relying on the power of the devil.
那么虽然他们听见主耶稣所传的道。
Even though they heard Jesus' teaching,
他们却不但不信，他们还要密谋去杀害他。
Not only they don't believe, they try to get him arrested and murdered.
所以他们刚硬的心呢，就像这个比喻中的那些肉面。
And this gives us manifestation of those hard-hearted people.
那么他们就像那些种子呢，落在路面上了，它是根本不会生长的。那么落在上面的种子，只能不但不生长，反被践踏。
Those are the bad soils. Even though seed fall on the soil, but they will not grow and they cannot bear fruit.
那我们再来再看一下比喻，主耶稣对比喻的解释。
And now let's take a look at the interpretation of the parable.
那么这是三节到二十节。
And it's from verse 13 to 20.
又对他们说，你们不明白这比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？撒种之人所撒的就是道，那撒在路旁的就是人听了道，撒旦立刻来把撒在他心里的道夺去了。
Then Jesus said to them, "Do you understand this parable? How then do you understand any parable? The farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them."
那么第十三节的这个地方，主耶稣首先是想让十二个使徒和其他跟随他的诚心跟随他的人来明白一个道理。
And verse 13, Jesus is teaching his followers to understand this.
要他们特别的来注意他对这个比喻的解释。
And he wants them to pay attention to the explanation from him.
所以他们以后呢就可以照着主耶稣对这个比喻的解释来理解别的比喻。
And they will learn how to interpret other parables Jesus gave to them in the later time.
那么主耶稣在解释这个比喻的时候
，And when Jesus explains this parable,
那他告诉他们，比喻中的种子就是代表神的道，土壤代表人的心，收成呢就代表那些重生得救的罪人他们生命的改变。
And here the seed represents God's word. The soil is the sinner's heart, and the harvest is the manifestation of the life of a saved sinner.
那么其实这里的第一种土壤，在他的解释中，它就是代表那些人答应的心。
And this first type of soil represents those people that with a hardened heart.
那么鸟儿就代表撒旦。
And the bird represents the devil.
那么这种心里刚硬的人，他们从始至终与主耶稣为敌。
And those hard-hearted sinners that they always the enemies of the Lord.
他们不承认耶稣是神，是圣子基督。
they will not acknowledge that Jesus is God and He is the Christ.
也不接受承认他所传的道。
And they will not receive the words from Him.
那么也就道在他们心中没有任何的果效。
And the words found in their heart has no effect.
那我们看第二种。
The second story,
是在第十六节到第十七节。
From verse 16 to 17.
那撒在坐地上的，就是人听了道，立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，乃至为道遭了患难，或是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。
Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time.When the trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away.
那么这第二个毒的话，它是指不顺从好的意思。
And the second part of the soil is those hard that we do not think this thoroughly.
那么第四个呢，一听到福音就立刻欢喜的来接受。
When they hear the good news, they receive it joyfully.
当然，他没有经过任何的思考，他也根本不明白福音的本质。
They will not think it seriously, so they will not understand the true meaning of the gospel.
他盲目的接受，其实他根本真正没有跟耶稣基督发生任何的关系。
They will see the blindly, so they will not have any relationship with the Lord Jesus.
也就是我们所说的，他没有与基督协督，与基督相连。
That's what we talked about. They are not human with our Lord.
那么当他们在遇到这些苦难跟逼迫的时候。
When they face difficulties and persecutions,
那么他们就没有力量来支持，立刻就会跌倒。
They have no strength from the Lord, so they will fall.
那么他们拒绝神，跟他们接受神一样容易。
And when they disown the Lord, it almost as easy as they receive the Lord.
那么这些人呢，常常被称为那些假信徒。
And we call those false believers.
那么他们没有基督的生命。
They do not have Jesus' life in them.
那么他们之所以如此。
And the reason they are like this.
他们可能是因为没有听到全部的福音。
Not because they haven't heard the full gospel in them.
也就被一些假教师欺骗。
And they are deceived by the false teacher.
以为信了耶稣，信了神就会一帆风顺。
And if they thought if they receive Jesus, and everything in their life will be smooth.
生活中一定会不会经历风风雨雨。
There will be no trouble or difficulties in their life.
所以他们有这样的一个认识，所以当他们生命中出现挫折的时候，他们自然就会远离神，弃绝神。
When they have such false knowledge, and when they face difficulties, then they will disown the Lord.
那么也有可能是因为他们听了一场布道会，或者听了一个感恩的见证。
Or maybe they went to an evangelical meeting or a testimony meeting.
那么他们一时冲动就盲目举手接受主召。
And their emotion was so up that they without thinking they just received.
自己主观认为愿意来跟随耶稣，以为这样就成了一位基督徒。
They subjectively received the Lord by themselves.And think that is the how to follow Jesus.
那么当他们回到家中，回到工作岗位，或者是回到学校。
And when they go back to their normal lives, school or work.
面对这些现实生活中的挫折或者这些困难时，他们就会远离神，弃绝神。
When they face real life, the difficulties, troubles, everything, in their life, and they will disown.The Lord.
所以这也给我们每一个弟兄姊妹一个警告，就是我们传福音的时候，不是一定要传全备的福音。
And this gives us a warning for those who are teaching the gospel to others. We need to give the full gospel.
我们一定要告诉人说信耶稣基督、信神，不是为了图谋世俗的好处、利益。
We need to tell the others that believing Jesus is not to to get all the benefit, the good things in life, in this life.
我们之所以信耶稣、信神，是因为是神创造了宇宙万物。
The reason we believe God because He is the creator of everything.
啊，所以按照他自己的形象造的人。
And He also created us in His own image.
人应该，本应该去敬拜神，去荣耀神。
And man should worship God.
但是因为我们先祖亚当犯罪，把所有的人类带到罪恶之中。
Because of the fall of Adam, that all the we as descendants we all fall into sin.
啊，所有的罪必然的结果就是死。
And all the sin leads to death.
所以没有一个人能够逃脱死亡。
None of us can escape the death.
所以也要告诉人，死人并不是死了以后就没什么也没有了，并不是说人死如灯灭。
And we need to tell others that it's not like death is the end, like we usually say in Chinese, just like the candle put off to describe how the people died.
那真实情况是死后必有审判。
And the real truth is after death there is judgment.
所以罪人不能救自己。
And sinners cannot save themselves.
我们必须有一位救主才能救我们。
And we need a savior to save us.
而这位救主只能是耶稣基督。
And this savior is Jesus Christ only.
而耶稣基督也早就告诉我们说，你们在这个世界必有苦难，但是你们信我必有平安。
And Jesus already told us that in this world you will have trouble, but in me you will have peace.
我们再看第十八节到第十九节，这是关于第三种土壤的情况。
And I said to the verse 18 and 19, that's the third type of soil.
他说还有那撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲进来，把道挤住了，就不能结实。
Still others like seeds sown among thorns hear the word, but the worries of the life, the deceitfulness of rich, and the desires for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful.
那么这个第三种的土壤是指那些被私欲所占据的心。
And the third type of the soil is those that who are occupied by all kinds of desires.
那么这些人呢，他完全同意圣经上所教导的真理和生活的原则。
They have fully agree with the teachings in the Bible.
他有可能在众人面前做过信主的见证。
Might give testimony before. Before the crowd.
但是在实际生活中却只愿意在不损害眼前利益还不制约他自我欲望的基础上来去遵循这些原则，去跟随这些，去认识这些真理。
But in their real life, they only sacrifice as much as that will not affect his own self-centered life. Then they only obey both hearts and trying to be a Christian.
所以他们是否是想遵循神的原则？
Since they try to obey God's principle.
但是心中呢，被眼前的利益和自我的私欲所占据。
But your heart is fully occupied by the desires and the needs of this life.
是世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，还有别的这些欲望。
And the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of the wealth and the desires for money and other things.
那么，当圣经的原则真理跟自我的利益和欲望冲突时，那么后者必然占上风。
And when there's a conflict between the teachings in power and his life or goals, then they will choose to fulfill their own life goals.
那么这样的人，他有越过的心，但是没有支持他的力量。
This kind of people that they seem willing to be a Christian, but they do not have the strength to overcome their selfish desire.
所以，因为他没有基督的生命，所以就活不出基督的生命。
they do not have the life of Jesus in them, so they cannot live out the Christian life.
我们看最后一种土壤，就是我们实践中的好土，就是最后一节。
And the last type of soil is verse 20.
那撒在好地上的，就是人听到，又领受，并且结实，有30倍的，有60倍的，有100倍的。
Others are seed sowed, sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and then produce a crop 30, 60, even 100-fold.
所以第四种土壤就是被神改造的心。
And the first type of soil is the heart that truly transformed by God.
那么就像前面我们讲到的说，其实并没有好土壤。
And like I said in the beginning, that there is no good soil.
都是坏土壤。
All are bad soil.
好土壤之所以是好土壤，是因为农夫在上面耕作的结果。
And the reason that the bad soil turned to good soil because the sower prepared the soil.
那么同样，没有人生来就是谦卑受教，有谦卑受教的心。
Nobody is inherently have a humble, teachable heart.
也没有主出身的心和清心无私的心。
And there is no one that has not received God and has a pure heart.
人生来就是罪人，就是自私的人。
All of us are sinner, and we are all selfish.
那么是神的恩典和怜悯。
It is God's mercy and grace.
因为他的大能改造了我们的心。
Because His mighty power transformed our heart.
才使我们能够听了他的道，并且能够领受。
So that when we hear His words, and we can receive them.
愿意接受他成为我们的救主和生命的主。
We are willing to receive Him as our Savior and the Lord of our life.
靠着他赐给我们的圣灵、信心和智慧。
And depend on the Spirit He granted to us and His wisdom that we live.
那么终我们才能够遵循神的吩咐，是我们神的吩咐。
So we can only by that we obey God's command.
我们才能过成圣的生活。
We can live a sanctified life.
才能真正的活出基督的生命。
We can live out the life that Jesus Christ gave to us.
那么弟兄姊妹朋友们。
And brothers and sisters and friends.
那我们趁今天呢，从主耶稣他所讲的这个比喻和解释之中。
So today's teaching of the parable Jesus gave us.
那么种子呢，是代表神的道。
And the seed represents God's word.
那么四种土壤是代表我们人罪人的心。
And the four types of seed, the soil represents our heart.
收成呢是代表那些重生得救之后生命的真实写照。
And the harvest represents the life, the manifestation of the life of the regenerated sinners.
那么主耶稣基督在约翰福音中他说，一个人除非重生，他不能看见神的国。
And in the book of John, Jesus said, unless one is born again, they cannot see the kingdom of God.
那么在哥林多前书三章六到七节里面。
And in First Corinthians chapter 3.
那么使徒保罗他是这样说的，他说我栽种了，亚伯罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
Verse 6, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow.
也就从这些里面，我们都可以看出一个真理，就是说，坏土它不会自己变好。
And through all the scriptures, we know the truth that bad soil cannot turn to good by themselves.
它需要农夫的劳作。
They need the farmers to work them to become good.
那罪人也不会凭自己来认识神。
And sinners cannot know God by themselves.
自然活出基督的生命。
And automatically live out the life of Christ.
那完全是圣灵在我们身心中做了奇妙的工作。
It is completely the Holy Spirit works among us to live.
使神的道能够在我们里面生长、发芽、生根、结实。
So God's word can live among us and can bear fruit.
也就是说，罪人，我们要罪人是先重生，然后才会有神赐给我们的信心。
Another thing is that the sinner needs to be first regenerated, born again.
那么圣灵必然会改变人的心。
And the Holy Spirit will change a person's heart.
所以圣灵改变人的心是在先，那我们人才能接受耶稣基督，才能认识神，成为我们的接受耶稣基督，成为我们的救主，成为我们的主。所以我们常常说救恩归于耶和华。
So we always say that salvation belongs to the Lord.
那么我们这些在座的一些真的已经认识神的弟兄姊妹们，我们真的要感谢主。
And among us who are already know Jesus Christ,
我们自己不会认识神，乃是神先爱了我们，乃是神他拣选我们，乃是神他赐给我们这样的恩典。
And it is God who chose us and saved us, and He gave His grace to us.
那是神呢，他把福音的种子放在我们的里面，使我们能够活得像耶稣基督，那都是神的恩典，不是我们自己有一点的。我们自己什么也做不了。
It is God who laid us the seed of the gospel in our heart, so that we can become a Christian and we can live a new life.
所以呢，我们感谢神赐给我们真的耶稣基督赐给我们救主，也感谢神能够让我们靠着神赐给我们的力量，能够每日能够过得胜的生活。
And we thank our Lord that He is our Savior, and He also gave us the power that we can live a victorious life.
所以不是我们自独自然的去跟随神爱神，乃是神先爱了我们。
It is not the automatic by ourselves that we follow the Lord and seek Him to become His.
我们这些已经蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹，我们应该常常的为那些还没有认识神的弟兄姊妹朋友们，我们常常来祷告。
And we all believers need to often pray for those who are not believers yet, and
让神来早日改变他们的心。
So that God will change their heart.
让他们真的是知道耶稣基督的轭是轻的，是那么他的担子也是轻的，也是松的。
And so that we will understand the yoke of our Lord Jesus Christ is light.
那么让他们知道，真的，我们只有信耶稣基督，我们才能真的是脱离各样的捆绑，脱离各样的苦难。
Honestly, believing in Jesus Christ, we can take off all our burdens and all the difficulties and all the trust Him and to do us.
只有耶稣基督才能赐我们平安，赐我们喜乐。
Only Jesus Christ will give us peace and joy.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, we want to give you our sins.
感谢你把我们这些罪恶的，把我们这些罪人从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
We thank you that you would leave us such sinners that we can deliver us from all our evil.
感谢你赐给我们那美好的救恩。
We thank you for your wonderful saving power.
感谢你赐给我们主耶稣基督。
Thank you for giving us Jesus Christ.
主，我们今天也一起为这些还没有信靠你的，甚至在这些痛苦之中的这些寻求主神的人来祷告。
We also pray for those who are still not believers and still struggle in their life and suffering spiritually in their being. Pray for them.
主，你就施恩在他们的身上，主，你真的可怜他们，拯救他们。
And Lord, you grant grace to them and save them.
让他们早日接受你，成为他们的主，成为他们生命、他们的救主。
So that they will receive you to be their Savior and the Lord of their life.
能够正确的面对世上一切的苦难，一切生活中的事。
So that we can face the difficulties and sufferings in this life properly.
能够真的是活出耶稣基督的生命。
they can live out the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
能够每日都能充满平安喜乐。
And be able to have peace and joy in their daily life.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 谢谢阿道。